This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Washington Post got its hands on some preliminary White House budget documents for the Department of Housing and Urban Development in particular. Looks like a cut of about $6 billion is in the offing. That would be HUD's contribution to the big bump that the Pentagon is going to get. Funding for housing vouchers and repairing public housing is said to be in the crosshairs. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that one.
A possible 14% reduction in HUD's budget is causing consternation for officials in places like New York City, the country's largest provider of affordable housing.
Public housing in New York City is so financially and physically fragile that it cannot safely absorb the shock of a 14% reduction in HUD's overall budget.
Richie Torres chairs the committee overseeing the New York City Housing Authority. HUD may reportedly cut funds for repairs at public housing facilities by a third, or $1.3 billion. Torres says that could cause public health hazards.
You have residents who are living in molded and leaking conditions.
The Washington Post says funding for rental assistance programs like Section 8 vouchers would be held flat in 2018, despite spikes in rents and family homelessness in some cities. But Chris Edwards of the Cato Institute says HUD funding for things like vouchers doesn't actually help the impoverished.
It tends to concentrate poverty in certain parts of cities and tends to trap low-income tenants in these often substandard buildings.
He'd rather incent private developers to build affordable housing by removing barriers like zoning restrictions. Carol Galante at UC Berkeley was a federal housing official under the Obama administration. She says the private market alone can't meet the demand for affordable housing.
That is not going to get us to helping someone who can only afford $400 or $500 a month rent.
The Trump administration has said it will release its complete budget plan next week. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.